This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In our exploration this week of James Risen's book about what this country has done in the name of national security since the 9/11 attacks, one story was shocking, and we want to underscore it for a few moments. James Risen tells the story of a man named Scott Gerwehr, a RAND Corporation researcher who was essentially given a free hand to experiment with behavioral science techniques to elicit information from Iraqi and Afghan detainees. There is evidence that his knowledge of the close collaboration between American psychologists and the national security establishment motivated him to want to come forward as a whistleblower, until he wasn't.
Scott Gerwehr was a young guy, lived in Santa Monica, grew up in Los Angeles. Actually, he went to the University of Chicago, but then had to drop out. And he started going to Harvard without enrolling in the school. And so that started his whole career of you never knew what Scott Gerwehr really was all about. He was able to come back to California and become a RAND researcher on deception detection, which was this weird little behavioral science world. And after 9/11, that became this big thing. How do you decide whether a detainee is being deceptive or not? And he had
How do you play like the bad guys, like Dick Cheney said we were going to do?
Right. How do you know whether they're lying to you? In 2008, he died in a motorcycle accident in Los Angeles. And years later, I was able to get his computer, which was remarkable because it had thousands of emails that he had written. And I was able to piece together a lot of his life. And right before he died, he had called a human rights activist and said, he kind of tentatively made it clear that he wanted to become a whistleblower about the war on terror and about the CIA. And then he died in this car accident. And I heard about this story and I thought, this is a very odd series of coincidences. I'd like to get to the bottom of this. He was deeply involved with a whole series of people in the behavioral science and psychological world who were in turn deeply involved with the agencies that were conducting enhanced interrogation. He was like this Zelig figure to me who could open a window. Psychologists and behavioral scientists were interacting with the CIA and the Pentagon during the war on terror, and it was fascinating. These emails showed to me that after Abu Ghraib and after the scandal broke, a lot of American psychologists were very worried about what was going to come out about their role in providing support to the torture program. And the American Psychological Association showed through these emails that they worked with people at the CIA and the Pentagon to try to find a way to come to grips with the growing crisis. It was a fascinating window into kind of how did the CIA, the Pentagon, and the Bush White House build an infrastructure of torture. And one of the answers is they did it by getting the cooperation of American behavioral scientists and psychologists.
Who they gave access to these people as experimental subjects. And even to just sort of cast them as, yeah, have at it. See what you can come up with these guys. I mean, it's so dehumanizing that it really is chilling.
The military came up at Guantanamo with this idea of the biscuit teams, which were behavioral science teams. And one of the real questions is, what was the real role of a biscuit team in the interrogations? Were they there to provide legal cover for torture? If those behavioral science professionals were not there and had protested this, would the Bush administration have been able to get the Justice Department to still issue legal opinions saying that it was not torture?
James Risen is an investigative reporter with the New York Times and author of Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. If you missed our conversation with Risen yesterday, you can listen online at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.